Who is qualified to define what is good art, the experts or the rich people? I think neither of these people are qualified to do so. On the one hand, the experts, they are not qualified to do so because we've seen so many examples of great artists who were not recognized by their peers in their times, but like hundreds of years later, their work were appreciated by the future descendants. So I think it's kind of unfair for these artists to be evaluated by the experts. The experts could have their own prejudice and bias. And on the other hand, the rich people are not necessarily good at defining what is good art and bad art, because for one thing, a lot of them just buy arts for the purpose of showing off. Or they just buy in some art product in the hope of, you know, gaining a lot of money in the future. It's a kind of investment. So in my opinion, what really defines whether a piece of art is true art, is truly valuable, is time. If a piece of work can be appreciated not only by people nowadays, but also, you know, those people who are hundreds of years later, it means that there is an intrinsic art value in it. And I believe that this kind of intrinsic value cannot be shaped or hyped by those speculists.